The Women's World Cup Soccer Championship did not end happily for us American fans, but it was hard even for us not to celebrate Japan's victory, a little bit at least. The Japanese women beat the U.S. 3-1 on penalties after a 2-2 draw in extra time. The winners carried a giant banner around the pitch after the match. It said, "To our friends around the world, thank you for your support." Ken Belson of the New York Times is based in New York and Tokyo. He told us from New York that the game was a much-needed good news story for Japan.
But the way in which it unfolded was even more meaningful, I think. The fact that, the women were outmanned. Some of them had personal losses, family and otherwise, in tsunami, was a real connection to people back home. And the fact that, in many cases, the women were far shorter than some of their competitors, not as fast, didn't have the same reputation for dominance, and had never beaten the Americans in 25 tries. So the fact that they were sort of the Cinderella story made it so much more meaningful, I think, to people.
Ken, I know you watched the match yesterday. Were you finding yourself, as I did, kind of strangely rooting for the Japanese?
Well, in my case, not strangely.
I was very much rooting for them.
I shouldn't say I wasn't. You know, I wasn't rooting against the Americans, but they were such a good news story, and just their style of play, their persistence. They looked exhausted by the end, and yet they just kept coming. And I thought that really spoke volumes about their work ethic and about how much they wanted it. Taking nothing away from the Americans, they certainly had their chances, but the Japanese just never seemed to stop. And as I watched some of the games leading up to the final, it seemed consistent. They seemed to play better when they were behind, almost. Mm. They fell behind against Sweden and then scored three goals. I think they almost sort of needed that. They needed their backs against the wall. And if there's a metaphor for the country, I think that's it, they're fighting uphill and yet continue to fight.
I noticed that one of the players for the Japanese team actually used to work at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which is owned by this utility, TEPCO. And several of the players used to be on pro teams in Japan that were sponsored by TEPCO. Does this taint this victory at all? You know, these talented Japanese women win this trophy, but all the same, at every turn, there's TEPCO lurking in the background.
Yeah, TEPCO is a huge sponsor. There's a place called J Village, which is a sort of sports complex about 30 miles south of the damaged reactors, and that's where the Japanese national team practices, and also the women's team. And they, like a lot of big companies, sponsor sports teams in Japan, and so it's not surprising that TEPCO would have a team. I don't think it taints the victory. I think it makes it more real, in a sense, that these aren't just players from privileged backgrounds, from prep schools or something like that. They're folks who work for a living. The players don't get paid much in the professional league, so they have jobs. And, how much they did at the plant, I don't know. But my sense is that Japanese will have passed that. It's more of a curiosity than anything.
Yeah, that's the nuanced side of the story, of course. The no-nuanced side of the story is what a great game.
Yes, absolutely. And I there's nothing better than seeing, two great teams go at it. And I think the American players, most of the ones I heard from, were gracious in saying, if you're going to lose to anybody, lose to a team like this. The level of sportsmanship was pretty high. There was a red card there at the end and a yellow card earlier before that. But, you just don't see the flopping and the whining and some of the other things you see in the men's game. And I appreciated watching it for that, if nothing else, that the players were really playing on.
The New York Times, Ken Belson, thanks so much.
My pleasure.